Colorado's Bizarro Response on Abortion by me, John Caldera, published August 20th, 2023. Bizarro World was a set of comic books published by DC Comics in the early 1960s. It featured an alternative Earth where, well, everything was completely backward. Earth in Bizarro World was called Hertra, Earth spelled backward. Hertra wasn't a round sphere, it was a cube. Yes, Superman lived there, but he was evil. Aquaman couldn't swim. People said good night in the morning. You get the idea. I'm not as up on my DC Action Comics history as I should be, so I had to rely on Wikipedia for this crucial bit. In Hertra, society is ruled by the Bizarro Code, which states, quote, "Us do opposite of earthly things. Us hate beauty. Us love ugliness." Why this Bizarro prelude? Well, Colorado isn't a cube, but it is referred to as a square state. May I humbly submit, we live in Bizarro, Colorado. I know, but stay with me on this one. It's more than just the us love ugliness with crime. It's how we accept upside down thinking. How could anyone come to any other conclusion after reading a story on abortion in the Gazette last week? A furor erupted from a bland statement uttered by our governor, Jared Polis. On a Talking Heads show, he said, quote, "Democrats don't believe abortion is good. We believe it's bad. It should be minimized. How do you prevent unwanted pregnancies? To make sure people are empowered with the information they need." End quote. Perfectly sane statement. Even abortion supporters prefer to see pregnancies avoided than terminated, at least on regular Earth. But in Bizarro, Colorado, abortions aren't bad. They're downright good. Even after signing all their pro-abortion legislation clarifying the unborn have absolutely no legal protection or rights, and that abortion is wholly legal under all circumstances up until the moment of full and complete birth, Polis's own lefty team members started treating him like yesterday's fetus. They made Colorado the most abortion-friendly state in the union. Still, the mouthpiece at the Progressive Hit Squad, New Era Colorado, Natasha Bertwick, the group's political director, expressed her wrath by saying, "We believe abortion is safe and good." Safe and good? Like mildly strenuous exercise and a high-fiber diet? All medical procedures are, by definition, not safer than no medical procedure. Period. End of discussion. Abortions may be relatively safe, but they are certainly not safer than not getting pregnant. Except in Bizarro World. And good? We have all known women who have had abortions. I have not met a single one who preferred it instead of not getting pregnant in the first place. You can say for some, abortion is a better alternative than giving birth. But only in Bizarro, Colorado could you say it's good. State Representative Brianna Tatone had even more bizarro treatment for Polis, cutting him down to size by saying, quote, "He's a man talking about abortion and has a hard time, like men do, talking about abortion." End quote. Fair point, Brianna. We men do have a hard time talking about abortion. You should know because you are biologically a man. Brianna, as Colorado's first elected transgender legislator, you will never ever, and I mean ever, personally face an unwanted pregnancy. So absolutely beat up Polis for talking about abortion since he, like you, can never have one. So you go, girl. But the bizarro hits just keep coming. In response to being bludgeoned by his progressive allies, the ones he could never stand up to as governor, his office put out a statement that, quote, he is staunchly pro-choice, end quote. Except he's not. Even that's bizarro, Colorado. Our governor isn't pro-choice. He's pro-abortion. What's the difference? Well, not having a choice. That's the difference. Last session, Polis signed a bill which outlawed the abortion reversal drug. There's a two-dose pharmaceutical treatment to terminate a pregnancy over a couple of days. A biological woman takes the first pill, but if she chooses to reverse the procedure, notice the choice word there, she can take a reversal pill before taking this second abortion pill in hopes of canceling the abortion. Though the law must go through some regulatory hurdles, Polis effectively took away a woman's choice to reverse that abortion procedure, making him out and out pro-abortion and anti-choice. So in bizarro Colorado, it's not religious right Republican zealots up in a woman's uterus, it's progressive Democrats. It's all so, well, bizarre.